Bernardine's Fortress, a story of strength and survival. High above Jula's abyss, on a dramatic cliff edge, Duke Bernardine Frankopan built a fortress in an area marked by insecurity and resistance to Ottoman expansion. This stronghold would become the heart of the town of Ogulin and a lasting symbol of its resilience. Duke Bernardine Frankopan originally ruled from the fortified town of Modruš. Following a heavy defeat by the Ottomans in the late 15th century, he made the decision to establish a new stronghold form which to maintain his authority. He chose a site perched on the edge of a cliff above the Dobra River abyss, where the rugged natural landscape offered a formidable defensive advantage. Around this fortress, the town of Ogulin would slowly take shape. The Palace, Center of Security. The abyss encircling the fortress prevented enemy approach, while the sheer cliff faces served as natural walls, offering protection to the troops and surrounding populace. Within this defensive system, the palace was the principal residential building and command center for military strategy. To your left stands the main building of the fortress, where Bernardine Frankopan resided briefly with his family. Later, during the Habsburg monarch, Ogulin Fortress became the seat of one of the key captaincies of the Croatian military frontier, remaining a steadfast symbol of resistance and invincibility. Today, it houses the Ogulin Heritage Museum, custodian of the castle's legacy and the stories that continue to shape the town's identity. Chapel of Saint Bernardine, a place of prayer. Within one of the fortress's towers, Bernardine Frankopan founded the first church in Ogulin, a space for prayer where he would seek the protection of his patron saint, and the townspeople found spiritual strength in times of hardship. Today, only the sanctuary remains, known locally as the Chapel of Saint Bernardine. Inside lies the tombstone of Stjepan II Frankopan of Modruš, Bernardine's father. The original floor plan of the church is outlined in carved stone in front of the chapel, while red bricks mark the area where the interior once stood. The guardhouse, eyes of the fortress. The fortress's survival depended on its watchmen, who guarded its walls day and night. The very presence of a visible and alert guardhouse served as a warning. The stronghold is vigilant and ready. Stationed at the main entrance, guards monitored all movement, inspecting travelers and goods. In Frankopan's day, additional defensive structures stood here, including towers and timber walkways used for patrol. The main guardhouse was located just behind you. Today, it houses Ivana's House of Fairy Tales, a center celebrating the world of imagination and storytelling. The stables, power behind the walls. Strong, well-trained horses were essential to any medieval army. Aware of the constant Ottoman threat, Bernardine Frankopan understood the importance of fast communication and military mobility. Stablemen played a crucial role in this system, feeding, saddling, shoeing, training the horses, maintaining their gear, and keeping the stables in working order. The stables within the Ogulin fortress were a testament to the military readiness of the Frankopan forces. While the fortress walls defend from without, inside the stables ensured its continued strength and survival. Entrances and exits, then and now. During Bernardine Frankopan's time, the fortress was connected to the outside world in ways quite different from today. there were two main gates, an eastern one near the chapel and the western one beside the guard tower. Built along the edge of the abyss and connected by bridges, these entrances were both vulnerable and heavily guarded. In later centuries, the construction of a modern road altered the terrain. The original gates and bridges were dismantled, and the fortress became physically separated from the abyss it once relied on for defense.